I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your hosts for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
Welcome, listeners, to our first Pet Patrol of 2012. As we approach this mysterious year, many of us have been reflecting on our life in 2011. Well, our guest today is a woman who not only reflected on her life with her poodle from hell and her deaf Dalmatian dog, but shares her stories in a tell-all book, Tales of a Codependent Pet Owner. Her name is Kathy Turney. She lives in Concord, California, with her husband, John, and their two dogs. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
I'm thrilled to talk with you today about your first book ever.
Hi, Marcia. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. What prompted you to write it?
It all started when I got Bubbles, the poodle from hell, and mentioned that the complete title of the book is Tales of a Codependent Pet Owner, My Life with the Poodle from Hell and a Deaf Dalmatian.
Okay.
And it all started when we got Bubbles, this adorable furry little ball that cared nothing about pleasing us or behaving. While I was tearing my hair out over Bubbles, trying to keep her from ruining our house and our jobs and everything, I found Spot, the deaf Dalmatian, wandering down the middle of a very busy street and brought Spot home. So the two of them created such a dynamic. It was like Thelma and Louise that
uh-huh.
was just unlike anything I had ever experienced before, and I've had dogs all my life. Kind of started writing about them just as therapy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds really cute.
Uh-huh.
So that's how the book came to be. It seems there really is a vast audience for stories about how pets interact with their owners, and your book captures the joyful spirit and antics of your dogs in such a humorous way, which explains why this book has been so successful. Can you tell our listeners some of the main themes of your stories and how you came to put them together?
Well, thank you for those accolades. I appreciate that very much. I had actually started publishing the stories in my real estate newsletter. I'm a real estate broker.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they might not be that well received, but then people told me that they were the first thing they turned to in the newsletter. They really wanted to know what Bubbles and Spot had been up to lately.
Uh-huh.
So then over the years, I compiled these. One thing that always bothered me about dog books was they usually had a sad ending.
Mm-hmm.
And these stories are so happy and uplifting, unless you're the object of the destruction that the dogs are wreaking on us. They all were really happy, and so I put them together in a book and mm-hmm. published it.
Cool.
Yes.
Cool. Would you like to share any challenges or obstacles or maybe writer's block moments that you experienced doing your first book?
Writing the book was actually fun. Whenever Bubbles and Spot would create some crazy kind of dynamic, I would just take notes. I think
mm-hmm.
for anybody who's thinking about writing a book, that's what you do. When the thought is there, you write it down because it's not coming back. The hardest part actually was getting it published.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, writing the book was fun.
I like the part where you said it took me less time to write and publish my book than it would have to find a dog-friendly agent and publisher who shared my sense of humor.
Yes, and that's true. I mean, most authors who have a publisher and an agent, it takes two years for them to get their book from copy to press.
And you self-published. Can you tell our
yes.
listeners how you self-publish? And
yeah, absolutely. And it's really interesting because there are two categories of people who really are interested in my book. One is the people who care too much about their pets, and the other is people who want to self-publish, because I really do encourage that. I researched a number of different avenues for self-publishing and decided on CreateSpace, which is Amazon's publishing arm. And I cannot speak highly enough about them. They were wonderful to work with. And
that's wonderful for readers to know. Oh. I have to take issue with your first part about people who love animals too much. I think that's an oxymoron.
Thank you. Me too.
Are there any favorite chapters you'd like to share?
I think, you know, I love the food chapter
mm-hmm.
about what I went through to please their palates. That's a lot of people really enjoy that.
I actually laughed out loud at that. My husband hasn't read the book yet, but I did read that section to him because you could say to your husband, okay, here's dinner, but your pets turn their nose up to so many things.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Your husband will eat it, but you know. Yeah, right.
That's really true.
Yeah. And then I guess a few of the other chapters that I, you know, are near and dear to my heart would be when Bubbles tried out for the Canine Good Citizen Certificate.
Aww.
Or we thought about trying out for that. And they're little vignettes of crazy moments with those two.
So. That's so sweet. Kathy, it was really our pleasure to have you share your stories and the richness your dogs add to your life. And you managed to tell this love story with such warmth and humor that when I read it, I found myself irresistibly drawn in. The book triggered such sweet memories, as well as emotional buttons, of sharing our lives with our animal companions. And we certainly wish you steady renown for your touching docudramas in your book, Tales of a Codependent Owner, My Life with a Poodle from Hell, and a Deaf Dalmatian. Okay, listeners, we have two excellent reasons for you to go buy this book. After reading Kathy's book, you'll experience how empty a life would be without the joy of knowing you are loved unconditionally by someone as close to an angel as you will ever get. And the second reason I'm going to ask Kathy to share with you, because she is gifting 20% of all sales. And would you explain that a little?
Absolutely. And thank you for bringing that up. One of the purposes of the book is to give back to animal welfare. And Scotland Hazley, who is the founder of Animal Rescue Corps, wrote our afterword, and 20% of the proceeds are going to go to his organization. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Now there's an appeal that's a true win-win for everyone. Thank you, Kathy. I so enjoyed reading the book and talking with you today. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, Marcia.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.